On a really serious notion here, could the marathon bombings have been prevented? Did the FBI have information it failed to share with local police before the marathon? What lessons can be learned to prevent a recurrence of the April 15th bombings? Congress has asked, but the FBI has refused to answer. One Massachusetts congressman, William Keating, won't take no for an answer. Bill Keating joins us now. Congressman Keating, thanks so much for your time.
Jim, I was listening in to you two, and I didn't want to interrupt this love fest going back and forth with the two of you. But
that's right.
You're worth the interruption, Bill Keating.
Congressman, you've been questioned a couple of times by Jim Browdy. It's, you know, it's an impressive situation, I'm sure. Anyway, you did write this letter to the new FBI director about the marathon bombings. Why did you write it, and what did you ask for?
Well, what's happening following this issue, and I think people have followed it closely, we've had now three hearings in the Homeland Security Committee alone, and first time the FBI was invited to tell the public what transpired, because we want to protect Americans going forward. It's a simple and very important task, and we need information about what happened, the procedures, what went wrong, and things admittedly went wrong. The FBI said so publicly, and if we're going to do our job, we have to know exactly what procedures were there, what didn't work, how lapses occurred, and they did occur. So we started the hearings. The FBI declined that invitation. We had a second hearing. The FBI declined that invitation. And we had a third secured hearing in the event, as they mentioned, that anything they say could affect the trial. Well, it won't affect the trial with any pretrial publicity if it's in a secured setting, and they denied that invitation as well. So it's clear we're not getting the cooperation we need to do our job to make Americans safer. Now, what I tried to do is list in the letter some of the issues that are some of them that are really areas where there's a hole in the system and what we can do about it. One of them simply was give me the dates that the Russians told me about. That they didn't receive information from the FBI when the so-called follow-up from the FBI went unanswered.
Well,
by
Bill Keating, let's stop there just for a second. You traveled to Russia after the marathon bombings, and one of the things they told you, from what I understand, is there was a March 4th, 2011 message sent from Russian intelligence to the FBI. The FBI has said, we responded to that, but when you were in Russia, the Russian intelligence people, I believe, told you, we'd know of no response from the FBI, so you asked for a copy of it, right?
I had the exact copy read to me by the Russians, a copy that has been withheld from me and other members of Congress by our own people. We've got, in effect, we got more information from, I did at least, from Russia than I did from our own FBI. Now, that March 11th letter, March 4th letter of 2011, was one that gave detailed information about Timurlen Tsarnaev. What happened in response to that, there was an interview by the FBI of Timurlen Tsarnaev, and in June, they closed the case. Now, there's a procedural issue that has come back to haunt us, because as the letter had warned against, 9 months later, he did go to Russia. And as a result of the case being closed procedurally, there wasn't a red flag when that trip came across officials. When he came back, there wasn't a red flag because the case was closed. There's obviously a problem in the way they handled this, and we want to correct it. The Russians vehemently denied getting any kind of follow-up letter to their response. So simply I've asked the FBI, can you give me the exact dates and who you sent the letters to wanting more information so that they can take care of their own lapse, which is something that's important to us as well. Because the case was closed, we had a situation where he was seeking citizenship. There would have been a background check, but because the case was closed, nothing was red flagged there. I went on and on in the letter detailing some of the troubles, including what Commissioner Ed Davis had testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee, his concern that they weren't adequately informed of information at the local level. The FBI's response, I think you've followed this, Jim, was that, well, there was information in the data bank. Well, what good is that information if local officials don't even know it's there? Why would they even be looking for it? So these are the kind of lapses and loopholes that we're trying to correct to make Americans safer going forward.
We're talking with Congressman William Keating, who traveled to Russia in June about the Tsarnaev case, and now has written a letter to the new FBI director asking for more information. You know, as a layperson, Congressman, this just seems incredible to me. The FBI refuses to show up for hearing after hearing. The FBI still hasn't told us the details of their investigation, or even told you the details of their investigation after the Russians first tipped them off about Tamerlan and about his mother as well. And here it is, months after the tragedy of the bombings. Who can make them talk? I mean, who has the power to say, you've got to come forward and detail exactly what you did and didn't do?
Well, that's why I think this letter is important, because it's something that's in writing. It's something that deserves an answer. And if it doesn't, perhaps there's a way Congress can take a step up and demand more. But they've been reluctant to do it. And you know, this, in effect, ignoring us in this situation, ignoring the efforts to make a system that's safer and more seamless, is just languished. Now, we also mentioned in the letter, because it was an April 22nd letter, 2013 letter that was sent, you know, that was read in part to me when I was in Russia, mentioning Ibrahim Todashev, the man that was killed in Florida. And I just want to find out the context of that from the FBI as well.
You know,
did the FBI request,
sorry,
you know, information on him? Did they have information they gave the FBI? These are important questions. If we're going to do our job going forward, that we have to have answers to. And, you know, in a several weeks, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be recognizing very soberly the anniversary of 9/11 once again. And these very issues of lack of communication, of procedures that need repair, and jurisdictional issues in this whole homeland versus judiciary versus FBI, all those issues. Part of the 9/11 Commission report said one of the problems we have is these jurisdictional fights and the lack of sharing of information among agencies. Here we are almost 12 years later, still dealing with these issues. After the tragedy in Boston, it's imperative that we go forward and at least have this information, because in my opinion, it undoubtedly will save American lives down the road.
You know, Bill Keating, just a couple of more quick things. We're talking to Congressman Bill Keating from it's the ninth CD now, isn't it? Okay, the ninth CD. As Marjorie said, and as Congressman Keating said, has written a letter to the FBI asking for information about their interactions with the Tsarnaevs. You know, you mentioned Ibrahim Todashev. What we know from the FBI from two brief press releases is they killed this guy right before they say he was about to sign a confession that he and the older Tsarnaev were responsible for the unsolved triple murder in Waltham on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. All they say is there was a violent confrontation. One report leak said, I think he had a knife or a pole. Another said he was unarmed. There's no information where they also questioning him about the marathon, not just about the Waltham murders. And not only are they stonewalling and giving out no information, I'm sure you know, Congressman, when the Florida coroner was done with the autopsy on Todashev's body, the FBI ordered them not to release it. So it seems to me it's not just with the Homeland Security Committee and with you, there is this complete blackout from the FBI on anything related to Marathon Monday.
And these issues are very important. I think both of you might remember, you know, when there's been law enforcement shootings in the past, there were times even in Boston when there were shootings that they called upon me as a out-of-district DA to investigate that and to go forward. And because the public deserves answers anytime a law enforcement official, you know, assumes force. And that just really helps all law enforcement, I think, because it clears the air and puts the matters clearly in the public realm, so they can understand exactly what happened, why it happened, was it justified. And these issues just won't go away and shouldn't go away. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring up Ibrahim Todashev is to find out exactly where the FBI has been going with this. Did they initiate the request to Russia for more information on him? Did Russia mention it to them? And these things are all important going forward as well. But in that instance, that's something that's independently important to be cleared up and to share with the public so that there's confidence on the use of force.
You know, Bill Keating, last thing is when you came back from your trip to Russia, here's what you had to say, that top Russian counterintelligence officials told the delegation, quote, if we had the level of information sharing that we do now, then the bombings might have been avoided. Do you entertain the notion that if everybody had done what they should have done pre-April 15th, that maybe April 15th would not have happened?
Yeah, I think there's no crystal ball, obviously,
sure.
and it's unfair to look back with any certainty. But you used the word, could it have? They used the word, may it have been avoided? And the fact is, there were red flags that were missed, and it is possible that may not have happened. Now, that's in the past. What's important is the future, because unfortunately in our country right now, there will be other attempts, and there will be other attacks by homegrown terrorists or people from outside the country. And we have to have the most seamless system at our disposal to deal with that. And people will say and have testified, well, nothing is perfect. But that does not stop us from improving the situation we have. And, you know, these things cannot be improved in the dark. We have to shed some light on this. We have to admit if a system wasn't working properly, and we have to change it. You know, in that letter of March 2011 that was read to me, that I didn't see but was read to me, there was a reference to the fact that he was trying to he might be altering his name somewhere.
Yeah.
This is Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Well, that's a right to Pakistan.
Yeah, and
yep.
He did alter his name slightly, and that caused a lapse. But can't we put in something? Can't we put something in place when we have information like that that just doesn't deal with the normal algorithms that look at slight differences in spelling?
Yeah.
And you put a red flag on that. We do not get many of these letters from other countries.
Carson, I want to be clear on something. What you're saying is that in order to compel the FBI to show up at these hearings, to share their information, we need Congress to vote on this? Or what do we need to
– Well, they've used two reasons for not coming to these hearings, the third – you know, the three hearings we've had. And they've said in one sense, well, there's an ongoing criminal case.
Right.
Well, I know that. I was a district attorney. I know that you can't have to be careful with pretrial publicity. I know you can't tell things that are important to the, you know, that affect the prosecution. We're not going to be asking those kind of questions.
But
we're
what
asking
we,
about the process you use.
But what do we need to change this? So that's what I'm trying to get
at. If they continue to stonewall,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, I'm not alone in this concern. In fact, as I've been, you know, sharing this information with colleagues, there's a growing concern among members of Congress. And frankly, some of them are disappointed. They reached out for information in their capacities as chairs of committees. And they were told, for instance, that the March letter was just vague and wasn't detailed at all. And in direct contradiction to what I said. And that person finally got information and they realized it was quite detailed. And that why was the FBI telling those people if the letter was of no significance, it wasn't detailed, when in fact it was? These are things that have made members of Congress, including myself, really concerned about getting a proper response so that we can move forward and make our country safer from these kind of attacks. That's our goal, and who could be against it? And the other issue they used is splitting hairs with bureaucratic, very flimsy bureaucratic jurisdictional claims that, well, this committee doesn't have authority over this. Well, we didn't have authority over Ed Davis.
And he came and testified anyway. Great point.
Yeah.
It shouldn't make any difference. And these are the very things the 9/11 report cautioned against that we had to correct going forward. And here we are, almost 12 years later, talking about.
Hey, Congressman Bill Keating, we, at least two of us, are thrilled you wrote that letter and that you're on top of this. Stay in touch with us, and thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, all the good law enforcement people in the FBI that worked so hard and did one of the best jobs you could ever imagine dealing with this as it occurred and moving forward, they deserve answers to this, too.
Amen. Thanks, Bill Keating.
Thank you very much, Congressman Keating. We have been speaking with U.S. Representative Bill Keating about what looks to me certainly like stonewalling by the FBI. I want to know what you think about this at 877-301-8970. That's 877-301-8970 or via email at bpr@wgbh.org.
Called a secure